The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 49. The director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Fred. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, a new play by Alan Sloan, an outstanding radio writer whose scripts have been heard on almost every important dramatic series. Mr. Sloan has just returned from Europe, where he was sent by the United Nations. He has spent the past 8 months visiting displaced person camps and recording special material for a series of documentary broadcasts. We hope Mr. Sloan will be writing many scripts for Radio City Playhouse. Also with us tonight is Miss Virginia Dwyer, in our opinion, one of radio's most sensitive and most talented dramatic actresses. You have heard her many times on NBC, The Eternal Light, Front Page Foul, Mr. District Attorney, to name only a few. Co-starred with Miss Dwyer is our good friend Bernard Grant, a familiar and very welcome personality to all regular Radio City Playhouse listeners. Here, then, is our show, Pension in 643, by Alan Sloan, starring Virginia Dwyer as Evie and Bernard Grant as Alan, Attraction 49 on Radio City Playhouse.
That's for Mrs. McBride in 421. Oh, hello, Mr. Clark. Nice to see you again. Your usual room?
Yes, if you have it, please.
We make a point of saving it, Mr. Clark. How long have you been a regular with us in the hotel?
Too long.
I understand. Mr. Clark, if you don't mind my asking...
Yes.
How is your wife? Do they say?
Improving, they say.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I hope everything will be all right soon. Front.
Coming.
Show Mr. Clark to 643, Jimmy.
643 as usual, yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Clark.
Hello, Jimmy.
You see, even the bellhop knows you.
Sixth floor, Mr. Clark.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You look tired, Mr. Clark.
Oh, I guess I am. The train was hot and dusty. But I'll have a shower in 40 winks, and I'll be all right.
Here you are, Mr. Clark, 643.
Thank you. Just drop the bag anywhere, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I'll just check the bathroom, see that you've everything you want.
It'll be all right.
No, sir, no towels, but I'll send the maid up with some.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Anything else, why, just call for Jimmy.
I'll do that.
Are you going to the hospital tonight, Mr. Clark?
Yes, I am.
You better make that a short 40 winks. The bus leaves at 9 o'clock and it's after 8 now.
I will. Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
The maid will be up with the towels in just a moment, Mr. Clark.
Oh, weary, weary, weary. My head hurts. Feet hurt. Oh. Bed feels so good. Might take a shoe off. Now the other one. It's more like it. No wonder everybody knows me from the bellhops up. I've been coming here so long. Too long. Dear Lord, one of these days make it the last time. And make me forget the first time. The first time I went to see her.
I'm afraid, Mr. Clark, that in your wife's condition, 5 minutes is all we can allow you.
5 minutes? But nurse, I've come all the way from New York.
I'm sorry.
Do you have to stay?
In this case, I have to.
Do we go there,
no,
or do they...
No, they'll bring her here.
Oh. Well, can't she have these in her room? Candy, flowers, perfume.
Candy, yes. She likes to keep the boxes and the ribbons. flowers.
Well, what's wrong with flowers?
Sometimes the patients eat them.
Oh. Well, how about the perfume?
I'm sorry, Mr. Clark.
It's the kind she used to be so crazy about. I thought maybe if she smelled it, it would help her. Maybe bring her back, kind of. It's only the littlest bottle.
But it's the glass.
Huh?
The bottle, Mr. Clark. Glass. Jagged edges.
Dear Lord.
Oh, nothing sudden, Mr. Clark. Just take it slow. Just be very quiet and calm, and don't get her excited.
Mrs. Clark, nurse.
Thank you, Harry. Wait outside. Come on, Mrs. Clark. That's it. Come right on in. Now, sit down. You've a visitor. Talk to her, Mr. Clark, now.
Hello, Evie. It's me, Evie Allen. You know me, sweetheart, Allen. Don't you know me? Look, flowers. I brought you flowers. I brought you... candy, honey. The chewy kind. Look, baby, candy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Clark. I'm afraid you're not going to be able to...
Wait. Give me time. Evie, look. Perfume, see? Your kind. The kind you like. Let me rub some on your wrist, darling. Just let me put a drop on.
Careful.
Just let me, please. It's all right, honey. It's only me. I won't hurt you. No perfume. Don't be afraid, Evie. I won't touch. I won't. Just say something. Say hello, Allen. Please, Evie, say hello.
Mr. Clark, I'm
afraid... Let me try once more. Evie, don't you know me? Your husband, don't you?
You see, I'm sorry, Mr. Clark.
I might as well be talking to a wall.
Perhaps you'd better go. Harry.
Are you ready to go back to your room now, Mrs. Clark?
Watch her.
You're telling me.
Goodbye, Evie. I'll come back again real soon, Evie, darling. Oh.
It's only just the first visit, Miss Clark. It takes time, you know. Maybe in a few weeks.
How many weeks?
Or months.
Or years. How often may I come?
Every 2 weeks.
All right, I'll be back. Won't you have the flowers, nurse? And take this money, too, will you? If she asks for little things that are all right, will you please buy them for her? You know.
I know.
Well, I guess I might as well go. Thank you, nurse, for your trouble.
Not that door. This.
Oh, all right. And take the perfume, too, will you? She used to be crazy about it. She used to be so crazy about perfume. Every 2 weeks for 3 years. Same hotel, same room, same Evie. Dear Lord, one of these days, make it the last time. Make it the last time. Oh, made with the towels, I guess. Come in. Just a minute, what is that other shoe? Was it? Oh. Don't bother coming out. Evie.
Hello, Alan.
You. Come in.
I intend to.
I thought you were the maid with the towels. Evie, what are you doing here? What are you doing out?
I'm paying you a visit.
But they didn't tell me. They didn't call, they didn't write, they didn't wire. Nobody told me you'd been released. Oh, Evie.
Don't touch me.
I was only going to take my wife into my arms. I was only going to say that I... Evie, you're well.
Am I?
Oh, you must be, darling. They've let you come to meet me, haven't they? And it's such a wonderful surprise.
Well, this will surprise you even more.
What are you doing with that gun? Give it to me.
Later, Alan. Later.
Give it to me, Evie. Be a good girl. Give it to me.
Get back.
Evie.
I said back.
Evie, don't do things like this. You're so... Oh, Evie.
Go ahead, Alan. Say it.
Evie, dearest.
Say it. Say it, Alan. I'm mad, that's it, isn't it? Mad. Crazy mad.
Evie, please.
Well, I like to hear you say. Say please.
Evie, darling, you're upset. Now, sit down, please.
I'm not upset, Alan. I'm crazy. Remember? You said I was. You told the doctor. You sent me to that place.
For your own good, Evie. I wanted you to get well.
Mad, Alan. Crazy mad.
No, a breakdown.
Crazy
mad. Everybody,
man.
Anybody can have a breakdown.
You're wrong, Alan. There's nothing the matter with me. I just hate you, that's all. And I'm going to kill you. Dead.
No.
I'm going to kill you,
no,
Alan.
No, Evie. No, you're not. Yeah. Only crazy people do things like that. And you just said there wasn't anything the matter with you. Why... They let you come to see me, didn't they? So you must be all right again. And if you're all right, why, you don't want to kill me. Don't you see, darling?
I love to hear you talk like that. Let me come to see you. Let me.
Of course they did. Don't you remember they... Evie, let's have a drink to your recovery, huh? Like old times again, we'll have a drink.
Get away from that phone.
I was just going to call room service, darling.
Drinks. I've forgotten what drinks taste like. Oh, I've had room service, Alan. For 3 years, I've lived in a room.
But that's all over now. They've let you come to me, and now I'll take you home.
They didn't let me come to you.
But you're here.
That's right, Alan. That's right. I escaped. I hit a guard on the head with my clock. Little clock you gave me, Alan, without an alarm. Alan, why couldn't I have an alarm?
Evie, my Evie.
Get back. I still have a gun, Alan. Oh, you didn't know guards had guns, did you? But I've got it now. I put my clock in the stocking, and I hit him on the head with it, and now I've got his gun. And I'm going to kill you.
No, you're not going to kill anybody, darling. You're going to sit down and talk about this. And I'll send down for supper.
I said stay away from that phone.
All right, dear. Anything you say.
Anything you say. Oh, how scared you are. Sure, I'll sit down. I can kill you just as well sitting down.
Evie, if you escaped, you know, they'll be looking for you. Let me call them and say you're safe with
me. Get away from that phone.
Please, if they knew where you are.
The minute you touch that phone, I'll shoot you. And I don't want to do that. Yet.
Of course not. You don't want to shoot me. I'm your husband.
Oh, yes, I do. And that right away, Alan. I want to watch you squirm and wiggle. I like to watch you trying to get away. Alan.
Yes.
How does it feel to be a prisoner?
But I'm not a prisoner. I'm Alan. Don't you remember?
I remember. I swung the stocking, and the guard fell down, and I put the clock in the toe of the stocking.
Yes, I remember the clock, Evie, the little white clock with the chromium on it.
And no alarm. Why didn't my clock have an alarm, Alan? Why won't you tell me?
I can't, Evie. Please forget about the alarm.
Tell me.
The alarm, Evie. Any bell. Bells, they startle you, that's all. Believe me, that's all there is to it. Now let's talk about something else.
No. The bell, Alan. Talk about the bell.
Evie.
Talk, Alan, the bell.
Evie, if you put the gun down, I'll tell you all about everything. Even about the bell.
Get away from that door.
All right, Evie.
Come back here, Alan. You make me nervous. Sit on the bed. And tell me.
But... You want to forget about the bells, darling? There. Is that better?
I want to remember. Then I can kill you better. Tell me all about the bells.
You mean the big bell on the church down the street, even? The school bell?
School bell.
And the doorbell, the one that chimed, and the back door that buzzed, the alarm clock in the bedroom, the bells they rang on the radio, and even the telephone, Evie, even the telephone.
Telephone? You took the telephone away. You didn't want me to talk to anybody.
No, Evie, I didn't want you to hear the bell.
Why not? Why not?
I told you, Evie, it used to bother you. By the way, let me see that gun, will you? You know, I've never seen a gun so close.
Get away. Get away. Now, the telephone. Why did the bell used to bother me?
It reminded
you... What?
Of something.
What?
You don't remember.
Make me remember. Make me.
Donnie.
Donnie?
Our baby, Donnie.
Do we have a baby?
Not anymore.
And why did you say Donnie?
Because that was his name. Well, Evie, I don't want to do this.
Why did you say Donnie?
Because once a long time ago, there was a Donnie. A sturdy, little tan and blonde Donnie. Can't you remember, Evie? Donnie. Donnie, straight and tanned and sturdy. You worshipped him.
Donnie.
You were making a cake one day. Don't you remember? You were in the kitchen making a cake.
What are you making, Mommy?
Hmm? I'm making a cake, honey bun.
For me?
Mm-hmm. For you and me and Daddy. You go outside and wait for Daddy to come home, and when he does, you can both lick the bowl. Go on now, scat.
All right, I scat.
Don? Donnie?
Yes, Mommy?
Don't run away from the house, dear. Stay on the lawn, hear me?
Okay, Mommy, I stay on the lawn.
That's a good boy. Kids, especially boys. Oh, good grief, my icing. Oh, heavens. Oh, hold your horses, I'm coming.
Hello, Daddy,
get off the road. Donnie, look out. That's a story. You made it up.
No. No, it's true. And when a telephone rings, you remember it.
No. No.
Yes. When any bell rings, you remember it.
I was going to kill you because you made me stay in that place. No, I'll kill you if that story is true. If you killed my son with your car...
It was an accident, Evie, an accident. Don't you think I've suffered
too? Not the way I have. Not for 3 years all by yourself. All right, Alan. That's enough. No more talk. Turn around now.
Evie.
All right, don't Evie. Turn around. I want to look at you. I want to see you suffer. I'm going to play games with you, Alan. I'll count to three. One, two. Oh, don't worry. I know how to work this gun. See?
Don't kill me, Evie, please. You'll be all alone if you kill me.
One, two, and now... Don't move. Who is that? Is that the guards? They've come to take me back. Don't move. Don't answer.
It's not the guards, Evie.
Shh. Don't talk.
It's just the maid with some towel.
The guard. You want it to be the guard.
It's just the maid, Evie. Let me go.
All right. Answer the door. If it's the guards, I'll kill you. If it's the maid, don't let her in. Remember, I'm right behind you.
Oh, it's you.
Your towels, sir. I'll put them in the bathroom.
That's all right. I'll put them away, won't I, dear?
All right, Mom.
The look on your face. You thought it was the guards. Just the maid with the towels, you said. Oh, but you hoped it was the guards.
No, dear. I'll just put these towels away now they're here.
And lock yourself in the bathroom so I can't kill you? Oh, no, you don't. Put them down. Throw them down on the floor.
No.
Throw them down right there. That's where I'll kill you. Now you must stand right on the towels. They'll be so pretty. Red blood on the white towels.
Evie, you know you're not going to kill me. I love you. You know that. People don't kill those who love them.
You love me.
You know I do.
Do you? Well, I hate you. Why do you keep looking at your watch?
Would you like to look at my watch, Evie? It's pretty, isn't it? I'll get you a prettier one this week.
You never bring me anything. You torture me, but you never bring me anything.
No, that's not so.
Yes, it is. You just take things away from me. You took the telephone away so I couldn't talk to anybody.
And you locked me in the house all day so I couldn't see anybody.
I had to, Evie, dear. I thought I could take care of you by myself after the baby.
What baby?
Oh, Evie. I used to bring you things when I came home. Watches and flowers. Pretty things. You couldn't go out, so I brought you things. You said you were lonesome. So I brought you something once to keep you company. Remember? I felt sorry for you, Evie, because you couldn't go out. So I brought you little things each evening. Don't you remember the evening I brought you the kitten? Our little, soft, fuzzy ball of a kitten. Don't you remember, Evie?
Evie! Evie!
In here. In the living room.
I've brought you something wonderful, darling.
I don't want anything. There's no use you trying to think you can soft soap me with presents and things.
Evie, don't just sit in that chair by the window all the time. Look, it's a kitten. A tiny little kitten.
A cat.
A kitten. A tiny little kitten. Something little and soft for you to take care of. Oh, look at her. Isn't she cute?
Take it away.
A tiny little kitty, Evie. Oh, come on, honey. Just hold her once. She needs a mother.
Take it away.
Oh, listen to her cry. She wants you to hold her.
Don't put it on me.
Just pat her and she'll stop crying. She'll purr. Just pat her and listen to her purr. See?
Yes. She purrs. Oh, so little and soft and... Kitty, 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 kitty.
Evie. Evie, what are you doing? Evie, stop it. You just twisted the life out.
Someday I'll kill you, too. You'll see. You'll see.
You see, Evie, when you kill the kitten, I just had to send you away to the hospital. It was better for you.
You mean safer for you? Oh, you were scared of me, weren't you? Just the way you are now.
It's nearly 8:45. You know, we ought to go down to eat something before the dining room closes. You must be hungry, darling.
I'm hungry, all right, Alan. I'm hungry to see you die. Oh, how I wish I didn't need to use a gun. I wish I could squeeze you. And squeeze you like a kitten and kill you with my hands. Just my hands.
Let me see your hands, Evie, dear. You want me to send for a manicurist?
I wish I could tear your eyes out.
Or somebody from the beauty parlor. I could pick up the phone right now and call them.
Stop that! And stop looking at your watch.
It's getting late, Evie.
You're not going anyplace.
Could I get a drink of water?
Oh, I know all about that, Alan. The things I've learned in the hospital. That's called salivary inhibition. You're scared, you see. And your mouth is as dry as cotton. You know... Maybe I ought to stuff cotton in your mouth. That makes people scream so they can't be heard, you know. I know.
I don't really want any water at all, Evie. You know that? Just a drink. I need a drink. Let me phone downstairs for a drink.
Oh, no. No. This time I'm not going to count, Alan. You'll never know just when I'm going to pull this trigger. Any minute now, Alan... Any minute
now. Not here, Evie, not here.
Why not? I like it here. I haven't been in such a pretty room for so long,
Let
Alan.
Me take you home. You haven't been home for so long. There's pretty rooms there, and we can catch a train.
Shut up.
No trains? All right. Then we'll call
and hire a car.
A movie. Let's go to a movie. Wouldn't you like to go to see a picture show? It's still time.
Time doesn't mean anything to you. You're just living for a second. The second I pull this trigger. Alan.
Yes, Evie. Yes, darling.
Look at me, Alan. That's right.
I am looking at you, honey. See?
I see. Oh, I like to see you so scared. I see the poor little man perspire, ruining his good Sunday go a visiting shirt.
Would you like to see me change my shirt, Evie? There's another in my bag.
Get away from that suitcase.
Anything you say, Evie. Anything you say. But let me change my shirt for dinner. I'm very hungry. You must be hungry, too. It's a long time since they rang the dinner bell downstairs.
You said bell?
Yes. I didn't mean to.
You didn't scare me, Alan. Bill? Bill? You see, I can say it. Bill. Ding dong, Bill. Pussy's in the well.
Oh, that's wonderful, Evie. Wonderful,
see?
You see?
I can
you
see,
you're all right. You can go home with me.
All right.
You're all right, and you don't have to kill me.
I don't?
No, you don't have to now, see?
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm going to. It's about time I killed you. Oh, you're still clever, Alan. How you stalled me. How you put me off telling me stories about babies and kittens.
Not babies. Donnie, remember Donnie, our son.
There isn't any Donnie. There never was a Donnie. It's time, Alan. It's time.
No, Evie, no. It's just a few minutes before nine. Nothing special about that.
That's
time.
That's what you think. It's my time. And yours, Alan. I'm going to shoot you. Now. Donnie? Donnie? Donnie, look out! Get off the road!
Hello?
Mr. Clark, it's Jimmy the bellhop. You said you might take 40 winks. You gotta catch the bus for the hospital in 10 minutes.
Jimmy... Jimmy, I...
Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark, is anything wrong?
No. No, I'm all right. But there's been an accident. Get me the Hillside Sanitarium.
Just heard Tension in 643 as written by Alan Sloan, Attraction 49 on Radio City Playhouse. Virginia Dwyer played Evie. Bernard Grant was Alan. Other players in the cast included Nelson Armstead, Grace Keddie, Bill Lipton, and Sarah Fussell. The music was composed and conducted by Roy Shield. The entire production was under the supervision of Harry W. Junkin.
This is Harry Junkin again. Our thanks to Virginia Dwyer and Bernard Grant for their exciting performances tonight, and a sincere invitation to all of you to be with us next Monday when Radio City Playhouse will present Level Crossing as Attraction 50. This coming Thursday, 8 by Request will present Hit and Run, starring Mr. Paul Henry. That's next Thursday, Item 5 on 8 by Request. Remember, too, that the Screen Directors Guild is doing Fort Apache with John Wayne on Friday, another in NBC's parade of exciting new programs. Good night, everybody.
This program came to you from our studios in New York. Fred Collins speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.